Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Welcome to the Chris Vaccaro Show.
It's the favorite of everyone on Tuesday. Your friend, my friend, NFFC High Stakes Hall of Famer, and a generally okay guy, Chris Vaccaro.
Nando.
What's up?
What's up, my friend? How are you doing today?
Well, how are you doing? You actually let your emotions rule you on this show, so I want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, it was a down week 14, first week of the playoffs, so, not too high today, but what a game last night. Ravens and Browns put on an offensive display, fantasy bonanza, as we like to call it, out of nowhere.
Yeah, who knew? Yeah. Right, three weeks ago, we wouldn't have been saying this.
Yeah, I mean, the Vegas total even was coming down, yesterday, down to about 45. The Ravens covered that themselves. So, really high scoring game. Exciting. Good way to end week 14 as we head into the second week of the fantasy playoffs. Hope our listeners survived and advanced, and we can help them out for another week as they try and get to their championship game in their fantasy leagues.
We got a lot of questions for you specifically, but did you get a second date?
Oh, it's in the works. It's in the works. Yeah, it's in the works.
So she's like,
we haven't gone out again. We haven't gone out again, but it came up. Yeah, maybe.
It's been a week.
I was going to joke with you. Listen, I can't go out with you again because I can't be with someone that's answering fantasy start sit questions while we're at dinner. So it's just not the kind of life I want to live, you know?
Well, that's good because you weren't answering the questions today.
Hey, honey, listen, comes with the territory. If you're going to be with a fantasy football guy.
Stud.
Some would say, you know.
Hey, let's start with
words,
last night.
Oh, their words, not mine. No, go ahead. What do you say?
Well, let me know when you're done talking about your date. We can talk fantasy football if that's okay with you.
Don't ever change, buddy.
All right. Yeah, here's my theory.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson was hurt. He had that week off with COVID. His knee got right, and now he's Lamar Jackson again.
Oh, Lamar Jackson's terrible. Please stop.
Oh, yeah, he's horrible. Yeah, he's the worst.
Listen, we've been saying it all year long, and I let me retract a little bit, okay? He's a good fantasy quarterback, okay? In real life quarterback, he's so bad. Yeah, he missed so many throws every week. Last night again.
He's the worst.
Then he had to run to the locker room with diarrhea. He could call it cramps if he wants, but I think everybody.
Yeah, I don't get this.
I think everybody made up their mind already on Twitter last night. The way he was running.
I'm so done with Twitter.
Are you? You over?
Everyone's just making a poop joke. Like you're the first person to make a poop joke, and they're all the same. And then the bad beat stuff came back.
Oh, my God. The bad beat. Oh, that was so good last night. you realize, you know, like what happened at the end of that game, right? With the
Oh no, I'm not aware.
No, I'm sorry. That's why you brought it up. You're right. I missed on that one. Hey, it's early. We'll get into it. No, but it's crazy because the line actually went to three, and the Ravens were -3, and you can actually see it unfolding as they're lateraling back and forth from the 30 to the 25, 20, 10, all the way back. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this is actually going to happen. And just for that to lead right into Scott Van Pelt's, sports center, he was like, the way he set it up was just perfect, but it wasn't all.
You sweat that guy so hard.
He's the best. I do. What can I say? Greatness on the, he's just a great talent. That's all.
If you had to kill Scott Van Pelt or Sebastian Maniscalco, which one would it be?
That's a toss up. Get back to me on that one.
All right, I'll get back to you.
Two
on
of my favorites. Yeah.
Here's a legitimate question going into Week 15 for people who might have Gus Edwards. Is he? You start him? I mean, he didn't win the snaps thing. J.K. Dobbins had far more snaps, but Edwards still had pretty decent numbers, good amount of carries, and scored 2 touchdowns. What's that worth going into Week 15?
Not much. I'm so over the Gus Edwards. I actually dropped Gus Edwards on the two playoff teams I brought into the overall as I went into the overall playoffs, and I'm watching the game last night going, yeah, this is ideal, just because Mark Ingram is now out of the picture.
Dude, he had one snap last night.
I guess they finally realized after 13 weeks that, okay, he's just not, he just doesn't have it anymore. And now if they go to a two-back rotation, which they should have all along, with Gus Edwards being the second guy, flex-worthy maybe because they run so much. I would like to see the snaps get up a little more to trust him. But there was a point that, during the game last night that they said, Dobbins, limps off to the sideline. And I was like, this just sums up my season right here. Ingram is out of the picture. Dobbins limps off. And Gus Edwards would be like, a bell cow for the final 2 weeks of the season in a run-heavy offense. But Dobbins came back. Just going to be another one of those two-man backfields with Dobbins taking the lead. I'd probably say it'd probably be like a 70-30 split going forward with the two of them. If you're desperate, Gus Edwards could be a low-end RB2.
All right, that's not bad.
Yeah. But what do you do in the pass game with the Ravens going forward? It was almost halftime, Nando, and nobody had like a significant offensive production other than Lamar.
I think Lamar had like 85 passing yards at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Andrews, when Mark Andrews caught that first ball on like that, miraculous, play on the sideline.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I'm going to joke. I'm going to take that. See, I'm not going to go for the bait this week, Nando.
All right. That's great. Thank you.
I was like, oh my God, I completely forgot about Mark Andrews in this offense. And, he wound up having a decent night, 5 for 77, I think it was, or 5 for 87. Just off the top of my head, but so it was a decent week, especially for a tight end. But man, it's ugly. Just Lamar just drops back. He looks at his one read. If it's not there, he's taken off and running. So, and I don't think too many people have Lamar Jackson in the fantasy playoffs right now. I didn't see any in the NFFC championship overall. I didn't see any teams flying up the board because they had Lamar Jackson started.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you this, because this is actually, I know you don't read the rundown, but here's number 4. Can you be mad at Lamar Jackson? Can you be mad is the wrong way to frame it, but say you snuck in with a 7-6 record with Lamar Jackson and you had Cam Akers on your bench, right? This is, you could steamroll through people.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And, I think there's a lot of players like that right now that we're seeing at the end of the season here that are turning their seasons around. And if you got in as that sixth seed or that, right at the end of the playoffs, Jonathan Taylor, Cam Akers, Lamar Jackson, these guys are turning it around and putting up fantasy stats.
Chris, hold that thought for a second. Oh,
yes.
You can see it? Oh.
we
got
I
a
sure
very
can.
Special
that
guest.
Is, that's why I'm like, what's going on, sir?
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
We'd like to welcome the great Joel Pinheiro to the show. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
First and foremost, congratulations on your son. We saw the tweet yesterday.
Thank you, man. He worked his butt off. You know, he was something that he wanted to do and play Division I baseball, and he's getting the chance now to do that.
Second and foremost, I mean, people can't see it because it's a podcast. What an amazing background you have. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's some
thank you.
That's incredible.
The Jeter, Ichiro, Rivera.
Memorabilia. Yeah, I got David, Manny, Edgar, something, you know, and everything's like to Joel or to my son or my kids, you know, nothing for me to be son or nothing. It's just people that I played with, faves and stuff. So, you know, it's a couple of nice 12 years in the big leagues memory stuff.
That's awesome. Awesome. So, Joel, I made sure we had Chris Vaccaro cornered. There's no Atlantic City excuse. There's no I'm on a date. This is official duty as a podcast host. So I'll step back and let you two hash things out.
No, I know you send out a couple of texts and stuff, but, you know, he had time to tweet, but not to answer a couple of questions. And that's what happens in my big buddy league. I was out because Chris didn't get back to us.
Joel, my sincere apologies. I don't know if you heard the story of what all went down. I told it on the podcast last week. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it, but, you know, my apologies if you got bounced because we didn't get back to you. But you were in good hands. You know, you had Jake and Matt. They gave you the answer, and hopefully, it worked out for you.
No, it was good. I mean, Nando has been going crazy with me since, I think, 2000, I'm going to say 6 or 7, trying to help me out and stuff. But we had a good run. We've had a good run.
So we had a pretty incredible run.
I enjoy it.
We've got two trophies.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got four.
Oh, all right, we got four.
Nando shortchanged you there instead of two.
Well, how come those aren't in the background?
Honestly, I do have my belt. I was going to bring it. They gave me one of those, you know, wrestling belts, championship fantasy football. I got one. It's pretty fun.
Chris,
you know, we take it serious, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know, man. I've seen the videos.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Chris, Joel got bounced for real from the big one because of James Conner.
Yeah, that was the big.
James Conner, what a mystery. Like, you know, from beginning of the season where Conner was looking like he was a top six fantasy running back and he was going to be for the rest of the season, the offensive line was in sync. You know, he was even catching balls out of the backfield. He was banging out, you know, 20 fantasy points every week. To see what's happened with the Steelers' run game now, it's completely fallen apart. The Steelers are going backwards in general, you know, as a whole, and it's getting ugly. They're getting decimated on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they lose Bud Dupree, they lose Bush, they lose their backup linebacker now. Steelers are just in trouble as they head towards, you know, the real playoffs. And offensively, you know, we have a Deontay Johnson problem now. You know, he's taking balls off the hand, left and right. Gets benched for two quarters. We didn't think that we would see him the rest of the game. Luckily, he came back to just give us a couple fantasy points. But you have to wonder, going forward now, what they're going to do. They have a good option with James Washington as a fourth receiver. Whereas if Claypool or Johnson himself or Juju struggle, you know, Tomlin isn't scared to you know, back his words up and go right to the bench, bring in James Washington for heavy snaps and go from there. But the run game, they need to get this run game going, and I think that's they're going to try and do that, whether it's to go to Benny Snell or what. But, you know, it's ugly. You can't start any of these Steelers running backs in week 15 of the fantasy playoffs.
Big Ben dropping back, throwing the ball 50-something times. You can't.
Yeah. They don't want to do that, Joel. They don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want. You guys got a surgically repaired elbow. It worked for a while where Ben's just dropping back, throwing 100 times a game to all these receivers, but it's catching up with them now late in the season here. And the weather's changing. And they can't just go into these games where the opposing team knows this team can't run. And they're 90% pass, so they're gonna have to figure something out here.
Joel, who's left on the teams that you still get? We got two that are alive, right?
Yeah, I got two other leagues. I got three total leagues, but yeah.
The big one.
Oh, that was a good question. Yeah, the big one's the one I'm out, but it's okay. I won it last year, so that was good. Playing with house money.
Yeah, nice.
But one question I was going to ask you, I do have Jalen Hurts on my bench, mm-hmm. and I started Taysom Hill, but now coming this week, maybe Breece is back, or I don't know what's going to happen. And is it worth starting Hurts, or should I look for somebody else, like a Trubisky or somebody on the waiver wire?
So this is a good question, Joel, because I wanted to talk about Trubisky actually, today on the show, because I really think it's crazy to say going into week 15 of the fantasy playoffs, and you really got to have your head examined if you're going to roll with Trubisky. But I think you can. You know, he's getting it done. He looks like a different quarterback. He gives you the rushing ability. The matchups are good. He's got a great schedule. He took advantage of the Texans defense this past week. If it comes down to Trubisky or Hurts for me, Joel, I'm going with Trubisky in week 15.
That's a ballsy move.
It is. It's ballsy. But hey, it's the fantasy playoffs. You got to get, you got to make moves like that sometimes. You got to forget about the names on the back of the jersey. And go with what looks right. The matchup is right versus the Vikings defense, and I would go Trubisky over Hurts.
Yeah, Joel, the good part here is that we can blame Vaccaro now if we lose.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
Yeah, you cornered me into answering these questions now. There's no running and hiding from them, Joel.
That's fun. No, like I said, it's all fun. At the end of the day, it's why it's called fantasy. But yeah, you always, you know, that competitive edge. You wanna win. You wanna be that guy on top at the end of the year.
100%.
Joel, I never asked you this many years of our friendship here, but like, did you ever get hammered for fantasy stuff by like people like Chris who play fantasy baseball? Did you experience it? No. Well, you were good.
No, not really. But some people would. I don't know where. Now that I've been more on Twitter and stuff, because I'm not a big social media guy. I don't know where I'll get a tweet that said, "Oh, I had you on my fantasy team when you won 16 games in 2009. I was like, "What? Okay, you helped me win to the, you know, go to the championship or whatever." But then I get the things that I didn't strike out a lot of guys. So they're like, "You didn't help me out that much because you didn't strike out a lot of guys." But I was like, "Man, I'm a sinker ball pitcher. I'm a contact pitcher." But you know, you get little things. It's fun though.
I love it.
I'm good. Yeah. You play fantasy baseball too, Joel, or no?
No, you know what? I have not, obviously, when we're playing, you're not allowed to kind of, right, you know, do stuff like that. But a couple of my boys trying to get me into this year. Now they want me to do basketball too, and I was like, man, this is a lot of work.
Oh, we got a good draft kit if you need it. Well, you got the password, you know.
No, you guys do a great job at The Athletic, man.
Thanks, Tom.
All the information is awesome.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Eric Wong, you know, I was actually reading the NBA draft kit because I was going to do an NBA NBA fantasy draft next week, guys. And I was reading up on Eric Wong, and I'm really not an NBA guy. You know, I'll watch it, but for fantasy wise, I have no clue what's going on. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to teach myself it during the week, you know, and do a draft. Because hey, listen, we're in for a long winter, so I might as well get a fantasy basketball team going. And I was reading that Eric Wong's athletic fantasy kit, and it was really terrific. I learned a lot.
I think we should get Joel and Chris in the same league.
Let's do it, man!
Yeah, let's fantasy basketball league.
It'll be my first time, so it'll be, you know.
It'd be my first time in like 15 years also, Joel. So we have an even playing field.
Yeah, Joel, I'll introduce you to Eric Wong, man. We'll get him on text. He'll return him.
Sounds good.
All right. Chris, Joel, any more questions for each other before we continue on the victory laps here with Vaccaro?
No, like I said, I appreciate the time, you know, coming on. Vaccaro and I were tweeting yesterday about the great game last night. What an awesome game to watch. It felt like it was a playoff game. It was the back and forth, and it was fun football to watch last night.
Yeah, how great are the AFC playoffs going to be, Joel, with all these great teams? You know, Cleveland and Baltimore. I think Baltimore will sneak in, you know, when it's all said and done. And you're going to have great matchups everywhere with all these teams. The Chiefs, the Titans, I think, are a really good team. The Colts and on and on, but you know, it's going to be a really fun January in the NFL.
Yeah, the next 2 or 3 weeks are going to be fun football
for sure.
Aside from fantasy,
yeah.
They were still alive. All right, man.
Yeah,
Joel,
in my other league,
Joel, I'll never not answer your fantasy question ever again. You have that promise from me, all right, my friend.
No, sounds good. Sounds good. Love giving Nando and you a hard time. It's fun.
Believe me, I get a lot of grief from him off the air too.
Oh, it's all friendship.
It's all friendship. Sometimes I text Nando. I'll be, Nando, what do you think? And then I say this guy, and I was like, well, he didn't do so good either, you know. So I call him my assistant GM.
It's a title I wear with pride. All right, Joel. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot, dude. This is awesome. Thanks for coming on.
All right, fellas. Take care. Have a great day.
We'll do it again. Too, Joel. We'll get more updates.
Definitely.
All right, dude.
Keep doing a great job, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Chris, thanks for being nice to him. Yeah. I know you don't like it when you have to share your spotlight.
That's real funny, Nando. That's great. Joel's a great guy, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, you know who else is a great guy? Joel.
I said Joel. You know, I said it probably. Joel. You're right.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's the first time. There's the first time for everything.
All right, Carol.
Take care. Take care.
Thanks, Joel, man. Take it easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Chris Vaccaro.
Yeah.
Time for Vaccaro's Victory Laps, brought to you by DynastyLeagueFootball.com.
There's no victory laps. Come on.
Well, that was the first thing you wrote.
Oh, my God.
Give me victory laps.
Yep, victory laps.
So seriously, so you were really high on Gesicki and Cam Akers. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, was that week 14? Or is that – I mean, I know you wrote Cam Akers is going to be that guy. Or maybe you said it. You somehow emoted that Cam Akers is going to be that guy who could win you fantasy titles.
No, that was in the article last week.
Yeah.
And we spoke about it on the pod.
Yeah, exactly. So you did both.
Yeah.
So if you don't listen to Chris Vaccaro, then you missed out on Cam Akers. Not likely, but anyway.
Listen, a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people were high on him in the industry. But, you know, I think what we saw last Thursday night just confirms what I thought we were going to see going forward. And I think he's a top five running back in fantasy, and it's crazy that this happened so fast. And I'll throw in the names of, you know, Jonathan Taylor as well, because these guys, rookies that pretty much didn't help you all year long, and if you held on to them and waited and waited and waited, and now you got to the championship weeks, now you can unleash these guys, and these guys are going to wind up winning you all the money. You know, Cam Akers versus the Jets this week, who would you rank above him other than Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook?
Well, let me just ask you this question, just to be, I guess, a devil's advocate, maybe just the voice of the people.
Yeah.
You're going into one of the most important weeks of fantasy football,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be like, I'm starting this guy whose coach has jerked around the running back rotation all season long up until like a week and a half ago. Darrell Henderson nursing a quad injury. I think it's quad, calf, something, leg. Is there just a little bit of fear going into this being like, you know, look, he could do 34 points, but what if it's, you know, his week to split with Brown because they saw some kind of scheme the Jets are running like they did with the Giants where Malcolm Brown was suddenly the man.
I know what you're saying. And maybe in the back of your head, you have to look at it, you know, keep that door open for the Belichick, you know, what do they call it? Bellatrix, you know, because everybody had to deal with Bill Belichick and his running back rotation and a running back would look great one week and then the next week would get two carries. So if McVay wants to keep doing that, fine. There's just absolutely no way you can look at what's going on in that backfield and not expect Cam Akers to get 25 carries in this game. They'll be leading most of the whole game. He looks phenomenal now. See, a lot of weird things happen with these Rams running backs all year long. You know, one guy was getting nicked up, then he would get healthy, then the other one, you know, Henderson would go down, and then it was just Malcolm Brown would look good for a game or two, then he would get banged up, and it was just like they were never in sync. Now Akers is fully healthy. Malcolm Brown looks to have taken a complete, you know, step back as the third back in the in this trio. And Henderson is like, you know, Henderson doesn't look too great right now himself and is a little banged up with a knee issue. So it's all Akers to me. And if they do something different, then I don't think any of us could expect it. But, you know, this is all Cam Akers. And when I mention Akers and I mention Jonathan Taylor, the other guy that I want to throw in there that didn't help you all year long is David Montgomery, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, Montgomery, and that's another guy we talked about, you know, last week was Montgomery going into that matchup versus the Texans. And he produces huge numbers. He's facing the Vikings this week. He gets the Jags in championship week, if you can survive this week. These are three guys that are locked in as top eight running backs now.
You know, it's so Montgomery, I feel like we had the answer right in front of us. Like, he had the most, I don't know if I brought this up on the show, but he had the most broken tackles, or like the top three broken tackles. Yeah. And what, like, it was like top 3 yards after contact. And it was just like he's broken off two big runs in these last three games that he, you know, like he's amassed a lot of yards at once. Mm-hmm. I think because maybe defenders are like, let's just run on this line, grab him, and he breaks free and hits that second level and he's off. I mean, if he's kind of figured out, maybe, like, all right, if I just keep breaking tackles, eventually I'm going to hit this long run.
I mean, I think it's every running back's goal to break tackles.
Well, obviously, yeah, but I mean, like,
I mean,
he was especially high on those stats.
You needed the right matchup. Yeah, I mean, the offense was in shambles early on. They had some tough matchups. It's just sometimes you just get into a good rhythm where things are working a little better. Maybe he's a little healthier. Remember, he was hurt too this season. You know, maybe now he's fully 100%. It was weird that they were up so big and he only got 13 carries, I think, because Patterson keeps coming in. And Patterson was getting carries inside the five-yard line, which could have made Montgomery's day even bigger. But, you know, like I said, the matchup looks great. He's a top eight running back again. And it's funny just how things change so fast in fantasy. And guys that you thought you could rely on at this point in the season, like the James Conners of the world, you can't. And vice versa, you know. So, Scott's pointed out Montgomery.
That Lamar Jackson question earlier. I mean, it's like you've cursed these guys from weeks 8 to 12.
Yeah.
And now, like, when it's crunched, when you need the most, they just, like, you know, show up, knock at your door, being like, I'm sorry, take me back. And it's, they're going to win you a title. They're going to win you some nice money right around the holidays.
Yeah, if you're still alive with them, absolutely.
Right. I mean, look, it's what we say. Well, I say it a lot. Get in there at 7-6. Just get into those playoffs, man, because this kind of stuff happens.
I don't know how highly owned Jonathan Taylor was in the NFFC championship round. I'm going to assume it wasn't that big because, you know, if you had Jonathan Taylor, you used a third round pick on him, if not second. He did nothing all year long, struggled. But the funny thing is the team that's leading the overall after the first week has Jonathan Taylor on it, you know? And I think he's got that separation point from everyone else now. If Taylor's going to be a top back these next couple of weeks, Colts have the Texans this week. So, yeah. I mean, you just saw what Montgomery did to him.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. That's a major difference right there. To separate the rest of the field is, you know, nobody's going to have Jonathan Taylor in an overall like that.
This is a kind of more philosophical question, but, you know, you and I play baseball and then we go into football season. And one of the things that I constantly mess up in football, at least I think I do, but maybe not, is that I'm a little trigger shy. Like baseball, you know, baseball is such a long season and you're like, all right, you know, I got to have patience. I got to hold on to these guys. I'm going to turn it around.
Right.
Football, you know, I go in there and I kind of have that hangover of like, these guys will work it out. You know, they're not great after 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. But if you held on to T.Y. Hilton and you held on to Jonathan Taylor and you held on to Cam Akers, and you held on. I mean, these are all guys. It's not like the craziest thing to think you would have held on to them. But a lot of these guys who are performing now, you could have read something out there that said drop them. They're, you know, drop T.Y. Hilton. He sucks. And if
I can't. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying you did it. I'm just saying, you know, people wrote that, people listen to the advice, people drop T.Y. Hilton. But if you hold on to Hilton, Akers, Jonathan Taylor, Lamar Jackson, maybe you snuck in at 7-6, and right now you might have the best team in the playoffs.
100%. And what I was going to say right there is I can't tell you how many leagues I'm in that I saw T.Y. Hilton drop this year, and rightfully so. He was droppable. The other guys, Jonathan Taylor, you couldn't drop him. You know, you just couldn't. You just had to eat it or bench him. Same thing with like a Lamar Jackson. Akers was dropped everywhere. Everybody gave up on Akers at some point in the season when he was not even getting a snap during games. But T.Y. Hilton's another one. You know, look at him. The whole Colts offense. This Colts offense is something to invest in, you know, that you would want to be invested in these fantasy weeks. Look what they just did to first the Raiders, 44 points. Rivers is a trustworthy quarterback. I would roll him right out in the fantasy playoffs. I think, you know, I wrote in the article 2 weeks ago, and I got a lot of heat for it. But, you know, with the Deshaun Watson saying, you know, listen, you got to scale back your expectations for Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Once he lost Will Fuller and now Brandon Cooks was out. Like, you know, he still
had an okay game. That was your least popular article of the year.
Yeah. I mean, he was – you have to change your mindset. You know, he doesn't have all his – weapons as you know at his disposal, and you saw what happened this week in Chicago. You know, things started to fall apart. Now he's got the Colts defense. But my point was in the article was look to the waiver wire and look for a Phillip Rivers or a Carr, you know, or Derek Carr. Those two quarterbacks I thought you might wind up playing over Watson because of the matchups that he had in the fantasy playoffs. And you know, I'd go Rivers. Right again. Would you go Rivers over Watson this week in a matchup head to head?
Man, I mean, just like you told our friend Joel, you got to just look at it as a friend. Like, you know, you got Trubisky over Hurts. Makes sense now, you know, like going Rivers over Watson. Rivers with a bad foot, too, over Watson.
Yeah, but he's not mobile. I know the bad foot, but you know what? It's not like Rivers is taking off and running. He's a pocket passer. And Hilton's hot now. And, you know, the team's scoring points. The offense is humming right now.
Here's Deshaun Watson for you in his last two games. Only has one passing touchdown in the last two games. Has been sacked. He has his two biggest sack games of the year. The first one is, you know, 6-52 against Chicago, but 5-33 against Indy is tied for the second most with 5-33 in week three. Mm-hmm. But also, it seems like he's being forced to run. He has tied for second the last two games, 7 rushes for 38 yards exactly in the last two games. And that one rushing touchdown kind of saved him against Indianapolis.
It did. Yeah, the rushing touchdown saved him.
But there's your Deshaun Watson rundown of the last two games. Like Chris Vaccaro said, you got to downgrade him. People didn't like that article.
And I love Watson. Watson's a great quarterback. He's a top 5 fantasy quarterback. But when you lose pieces around you, you know, like listen, if Davante Adams went down, you know, you can't rank Aaron Rodgers as a top 3 quarterback anymore. He's going to take a step back.
So, what do you do about the Colts tight end situation?
There's nothing to do about it. They're unplayable.
Why not? I mean, you said the whole offense. I was wondering if there's anything there that you might see that a common person might not.
You know, Pittman's been a little bit of a disappointment. I would sneaky start Pittman, though, this upcoming week versus this Texan secondary, which is a complete disaster. So I think he's a sneaky start.
Let me ask you a question, because I've been kind of thinking about this.
That's
and
what
I wanted
you do.
To write it. You know, Well, no, hold on. Let me hold the A.J. Green question off for a second, because he had a good game. I'm saying this fits the theme of these dudes who, you know, maybe come through at the end for you. But, you know, you see some of the college teams, Boston College did it. They're just like, look, man, we've been in this bubble. We want to go home. We want to see our families. We're skipping a bowl game. Do you think you're going to see that with some of these crappy NFL teams, more so than usual, just like this fatigue of all these rules? Like, let's just get this over with and go home. You know, let me get out of here healthy. Let me go home. Let me enjoy, you know, January, February, March with my family.
So, that's
like Houston made me think of it.
This is an interesting question because I actually thought about this, and I think we saw it a little bit this past week with the San Francisco 49ers, actually, Nando. This team has been taken away from their families and, you know, living in out in Arizona and playing their games there. So, you know, you wonder, they're just looking at the finish line going, listen, we want to get back to our families. You got us living out here and practicing, and you know, you took uprooted our lives and brought us out here. You know, I could see them mailing it in, and they can't be too thrilled with what's going on. So I'm sure they're looking at the finish line, and, you know, that team's falling apart, you know, these last couple weeks.
Man. You know, the other thing I want to ask you about was the Washington DST. It's out like Jake's
what a huge week for defenses, man.
Right?
I can't tell you. You know, that was a huge thing in fantasy this past week was the Washington defense gave 20-plus points. The Bears defense did. The Chiefs defense had a really nice game. Who else? There was like two or three. I think Seattle had a decent defensive performance. There was a lot of defenses that gave, you know, a really nice score. Arizona, that's who it was. Arizona's defense gave 20-plus points versus the Giants. There was a really good week for – in a year where defenses haven't shined in fantasy on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it started off with last Thursday with the Rams, obviously giving 23 fantasy points. So there was like four or five teams that gave 20-plus points fantasy-wise, and that helps. Huge, you know. If you didn't have those five defenses, your numbers could have been pretty, you know, pretty low this week. You know, a lot of wide receivers bombed out, such as, you know, Terry McLaurin, who I'm worried about.
Well, are you though? Because like it seems like Haskins loves McLaurin, so like that's not. I mean, if you don't like Haskins, fine. But McLaurin was putting up big numbers with him. It's not like this dude's gonna come in and not throw to him.
No, I don't think he's gonna. I'm just worried about Haskins actually getting him the ball. I'm not a big Haskins guy, and I wonder what that's going to look like because the matchup is good this upcoming week. But, you know, I'm someone that has suffered now with Terry McLaurin the last 2 weeks at the wrong time. And you know, he's been great all year long. It's just been two bad weeks at the wrong time. And hopefully he doesn't make it three. Like I said, the matchup is good. I think teams are starting to realize that when they face the Redskins, he's like their only legit weapon.
Now that Gibson.
The football team. I'll get that right by like 2024,
all right.
Something like that. And, you know, with Gibson out of there now, it's like teams just have to focus in on McLaurin.
Yeah.
McLaurin. I got so much Gesicki heat last week, so I don't want to get McLaurin heat this week.
Well, I'm sure Gesicki listened to today's show, and he's like, oh, he's Joel? Like, who does that?
That was bad. My apologies. Anyway, I think I actually said Joel, and then I went back later on and said Joel.
So. I don't think you said Joel once, actually.
You don't think so? I think I did. In my head, it was saying Joel, but, you know.
It was even like you're calling Joel.
To say Joel.
It was like you were doing it mockingly, in a way.
That's terrible.
The way you said it.
My apologies again.
Anyway, hey, it's all right. Yeah. I'm sure he forgives you.
Nando. Nando.
Hey, he called me Nando. He knows. We're pals. That's how it works. I wanted to get into a couple weird things, if you're game. We got some questions over the last couple weeks where someone's like, should I start this guy or Higgins? And you got to tell us which Higgins it is now, right? Like, is Rashard Higgins actually in the T. Higgins conversation? And is he in, like, Baker Mayfield renaissance is happening. Maybe he's healthy. He had broken ribs, played through them, basically. And now he's on bonanza watch every week. Is this?
Absolutely. Rashard Higgins is definitely in, you know, that wide receiver 2-3 you know, territory to be startable. Absolutely. I was thinking the same thing, you know, as I was watching this game. I'm like, you know what? Last couple weeks, he just keeps turning out points. You know, they don't have options. The kid Hodge was inactive again. Hooper inactive. They're running out of targets in the offense. You know, as much as they are a heavy run team, they can't, you know, they'll get into games like last night where the script has to, you know, they force you to throw. And even if, you know, even when they're a run-heavy team, it's just Landry and it's Higgins. It's a little Donovan Peoples-Jones, but, they're going to get their targets. Higgins is going to be that 6 to 8 target guy every week. And if he could keep pulling out these like 5 for 70s and a touchdown, yeah, absolutely. He's in wide receiver 3 territory.
Can you trust him? I mean, going forward. All right, let me put it this way. Gus so Edwards got and the Richard Giants Higgins
and
on
the
bench.
So he's got the Giants and the Jets coming up. My thing would be I would worry about him this week because of the matchup with Bradberry. Bradberry won't be on Landry. Landry moves around and he's in the slot all the time. So if I would shy away from him there. And Bradberry's just one of these guys where I don't want to really mess with a receiver that isn't a dominant, you know, player.
Sure.
So
sure.
I could see him getting wiped out this week. But if you're in the, you know, if you got your eyes on championship week versus the Jets, yeah, you know, I think he's somebody that you could find in your starting lineup.
Lynn Bowden, are we? Do we love him?
There it is.
I have. You know what? Okay, but do we?
So the thing with Bowden, I want to see what happens. He's got. It's one of these questions where you really can't answer until late in the week, I think. With Bowden, if you can run him out there and play him. And there's so many question marks now with this Miami offense. You know, Gesicki got hurt late in that game. And I don't know why we haven't gotten any, like, update on his reports, but he landed. It looked like an elbow issue because they went to the locker room holding his arm. So I wouldn't be surprised if Gesicki's gone for the season and they get some report like that. And as with the backfield with Gaskin, you have to assume Gaskin is going to be out another week with COVID. But, you know, Ahmed might be coming back. So if he's back, now that takes away a lot of snaps from Bowden, I think, unless they're going to play him out there, you know.
As a wide receiver?
Pretty much as a wide receiver, which they could, you know. I don't know. I don't know, Nando. It's going to be a tough start. It would be tough to start a guy like Bowden in the fantasy playoffs week 15.
Fair. We'll talk about it again next week.
Listen, with that Miami offense.
Yeah, Nando, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, please.
You know, Parker got banged up too. So, you know, Bowden might actually come really in handy because they just have – they're running out of players over there. And I look for the whole Miami team just to head south now. It was a great run for this team.
Yeah.
Unless defensively, you know, the team gets carried on the defensive side. But offensively, I would be fading this offense. Why do I keep saying Bowden?
It's Bowden. It's I don't know. Because you're Vaquero, man. Who cares? People know who you're talking about.
But
these people who mock you for your pronunciations need to get a life.
My Boston accent, right?
Yeah, it's your ball. Yeah, it's your from Southie. Yeah.
Southie. Oh, man. No, but I could see Bowden, you know, being a heavy target guy again if Parker and Gesicki are banged up.
I mean, I feel like he's – so Brandon Howard wrote that story about how great he is for Tua, how he compliments Tua. He might just be the guy that they're thrown to anyway. I mean, he was a third-round
pick. He had 9 targets last week. They don't have much anymore. They already were short on weapons, you know, once Preston Williams went down, you know, could be Jakeem Grant and, you know, and Bowden.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I guess you kind of, it has to be a we'll see. If you're in the final four and you're starting Lynn Bowden, then, you know, your team is taking some twists and turns.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's just something that we have to wait till late in the week to see who's going to be, you know, playing for the Dolphins. But you could have significant pieces out of this offense.
Yeah, but also, I guess if you're also in week 15 and you've rostered Lynn Bowden, that's why you're in week 15, right?
True.
You don't have to start him, but if he's hanging there at the end of your bench and he does, you know, 9 for 120 and a touchdown this week, like, you know, that's not something you're like, oh, crap, I had him on my bench. That's something like, we got to start thinking about Lynn Bowden championship week.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anything else you want to talk about? I know you didn't text me. You had some Noah Fant thoughts.
Oh, I mean, the Noah Fant thing was just cruel for fantasy owners because, you know, he's a highly owned tight end. You know, he was ranked as a top 10 tight end coming into last week. And I'd still love to have an update on what happened with him. you know, it was the second quarter, and I'm like, where is Noah Fant? And then they report that he's sick and questionable to return. Like, did the game start and he got sick, like, early in the game and that was it? Or was he sick coming into the game and they just dressed him and they pulled a Clyde Edwards-Helaire from the week before? Like, what was the story with that? I know I took multiple zeros, which hurt in the first week of the fantasy playoffs.
This is just not your week 12 on this year, huh?
No, dude.
Like, you've caught some bad luck.
Oh, man. It's so brutal. The things that have been happening to me these last 2-3 weeks are just unheard of. So,
at least you almost got a second date.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Almost. And I get to get mocked all show by you, so that's cool.
Well, hold on. Now, joining us now, actually, very special guest.
The girl
Janet,
from your date.
Yeah, Janet from Atlantic City.
That would be totally you to actually, like, locate her, find her, bring her on the show. I'm sure you've done that with Jake, haven't you? Didn't you do that one time with Jake?
That's not true.
Didn't you? No, didn't Jake have a date and you? Oh, Jake brought her on?
Jake did that to Jake.
And then you just completely...
What do you want me to do? She comes on air.
And then you took it to another level.
No, I didn't. I was actually very respectful because I know what it's like. Yeah, it's like your first time on radio. And, you know, like, mm-hmm. it's a, you know, I don't know. It wasn't serious or anything. So,
right.
You know,
okay.
I don't know if, who was listening, but okay. It was Jake. It was Jake.
We get some Saturday. We get some Saturday football starting this week, Nando.
I'm just wondering if you've come down from your high from having like 18 4 o'clock games this week, this past
week. That was such a great Sunday in terms of like the way that the games were spread out with 7 at 1 o'clock and 6 at 4 o'clock.
Fumagalli had to go ruin it for you.
Fumagalli. Yeah. It's amazing, right? The tight ends were catching passes, catching touchdowns, and Noah Fant was in the locker room sick. And I'm taking
zero.
It's
going to make you feel good. You were right. I mean, you were right in a way.
Doesn't at all. But the Gesicki game was huge. That was awesome. You know, hopefully he's not too hurt and he's right back out there because I think he's a top five tight end. These last couple weeks, he's getting the targets. And, you know, what else can you ask for right now at the tight end position?
I guess you're right. We got to wrap this up before we go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I don't have anything. Anything you want to say?
No, you don't have anything to say. You're a man of many words, but not this week, I feel like.
Well, I feel like this week was your show and Joel's show. And me, I'm just the gondola guy with a stick, you know? Like, I'm just here to get us from point A to point B. And yeah. Maybe next week I'll make it more about me.
I mean, that's fair. I think the arrow's pointing back up. I would feel confident going right back in with the Arizona offense after a couple of slow weeks and tough matchups. They pulled out some decent numbers this past week versus the Giants. Wasn't always, you know, smooth, but I like them this week versus the Eagles offense and the Eagles defense that's coming in all banged up in their secondary. I think Slay might sit out with a concussion. They lost their other corner. I think this could be the blow-up game from Murray and the Cardinals offense again that we saw early in the season. So I look for that as we go into week 15. And I think the Packers offense just keeps rolling too. I think there's certain offense you want to be all in on right now. And those are two, I would say, for the next couple of weeks that I would really be looking forward to.
All right. Nando Likey. Let's wrap this up, Chris. How many leagues? Who are we rooting for? How many are you still alive in?
Four.
Yeah, all right, that's good.
And four. A lot of, you know, both teams, Murray and Mahomes teams, 2-2. So those are my quarterbacks. And just, you know, it's a mixture. I hope that Deontay Johnson and Terry McLaurin, you know, can get back to their midseason ways and pick it up so I can have a decent week 15.
I think we're all rooting for you.
I'm rooting for me too.
All right.
Well, and real quick, as we leave, just real quick on the Derrick Henry, there's just nobody in fantasy you'd rather have right now. He's now has 2,000 yards in his sights. They are going to try and get him that 2,000 yards, and I look for 2-3 weeks now of 150 rushing yards plus and 20 plus carries. So you could sleep like a baby if you own Derrick Henry. I think
unless he gets hurt. Make sure you have Dante Foreman, who is inactive. So I don't even know what
you have
to
do. Yeah, you still want to talk about your Deontay Foreman, and you could take that into the offseason with you.
I will.
But two golden matchups on deck, and Derrick Henry is going to continue to smash.
That's not a hot take.
But
yeah, thanks, Chris. Saying. On that note, that would how helpful. I'm sure all the people who listen to the end. Oh my God! Thank God I waited till the end. I should start Derrick Henry.
Just a thought.
Thank you all for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks to Joel Pinheiro for coming on and hanging out with us for a little while. Keep this in mind. If Chris Vaccaro doesn't text you back at any point in time, we'll let you on the show too. So stick around for that.
To beg for an apology, to beg for forgiveness.
Thank you all very much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Check out The Athletic, theathletic.com. Obviously has a great amount of very, very cool stuff. We're designed just to help you win. Theathletic.com/fantasyfootballpod gets you that buy one, get one offer. So thanks. We love you all. We'll see you next time on The Chris Vaccaro Show.